Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably... And you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am the smart. I am the smart. S-M-R-T. I mean, S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Gordon Chang is here, too. Gordon, you've seen Gordon's handsome face on television. He's the go-to guy for many of the networks on the Asian influence in our world, especially China. He wrote the book, The Coming Collapse of China. Also, Nuclear Showdown, North Korea Takes on the World. And he's been a member of our Brain Trust now for a number of years, over six, actually. And he's our good friend, Gordon Chang. Welcome back.
Well, thank you so much, Jim.
It's good to have you back. So, Gordon, I know you're not involved. You don't do reporting on local U.S. policy issues, U.S. politics necessarily. But it can't be, you know, we can't dismiss the fact that the Mueller report came back this weekend showing, basically exonerating the Trump, President Trump and his administration with regard to any collusion with Russia. So that pulls a huge cloud off of, as vast, as extensive, as expensive, as much time it was taken, the resources that were put into this thing. I think most reasonable people believe that the Mueller report is what the rule is, what's happened. So won't that give, in the negotiations that are ongoing right now with China, won't that give some clarity, some extra leverage, some extra oomph, so to speak, to the ability of the U.S. to negotiate with China? Won't this help in that negotiation, at least somewhat?
Oh, yeah, I think so, Jim, because what it does, of course, it strengthens President Trump. He's been exonerated. Everything that he's been saying about no collusion looks to be correct. And so that puts him in a much stronger position with regard to not only the Chinese, but everybody else as well. And so this is a good story in those negotiations, which on trade appear to be coming to a close. Now, there have been a lot of reports. Who knows what's true or not? Many of them have been false in terms of their being close to a deal. But whatever it is, Trump's much stronger.
Well, that's right. I mean, the other side, the opposition, has tried to not only prove or show that his administration was illegitimate, they've actually said that. And now we know that that's not true. And so that whole specter of concern is gone, at least with regard to the administration and their ability. They ought to have a little more swagger, a little more spring in their step. They ought to have a little more influence. Meanwhile, things aren't going so much better in China. And so this is a good step for, which we're going to talk about. This is a real important point for the U.S., but not only in China, right? I mean, this is good for all of our relationships where President Trump and his administration are trying to negotiate a better position for America, isn't it?
Oh, sure it is. And as you suggested, the Chinese economy right now is not doing very well. The numbers for December and the combined January-February period suggest not only a slowdown, but also a minor contraction. This is not good for their negotiating
position. How long has it been since has the Chinese economy ever contracted in reported history?
Well, the last reported contraction officially by the National Bureau of Statistics was 1976. I think having lived in – and that was the year Mao Zedong died, by the way.
Right.
But having lived in China at the end of the 1990s, a lot of people there thought that there was a contraction in 98, 99, a pretty mm-hmm. mild one, and certainly one that China powered through eventually. But – So, you know, basically there's been two decades of uninterrupted growth. And if you don't look at the 1998-1999 period, then you're going all the way back to the end of the Cultural Revolution.
40 plus years.
Yep. We said 20, 30, 38, 42 years. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And so that's a lot. That's a long way back. So when we come back after the break, I'm gonna have Gordon talk about where this could be going. Now that we've established that this is definitely an advantage for America in these negotiations, what could that look like? Where are we? Are we getting closer? And is it going to turn out to have the elements in it that we needed to have, not just promises, but some kind of enforcement? Ponytail, right back with Gordon Chang. I'm Jim Blyson.
Go get yourself some cheap sunglasses.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.